Hi, this is Dave O'Mara, and this is 5x5 for Saturday, April 1st, 2006. Today I'm going to resume reading Science and Hypothesis, the chapter on the classical mechanics by Henri Poincaré. I'm going to jump right in. I haven't actually looked at this since, oh my gosh, it's been that long. 11-20-05. So way back in November was the last time I read
this. And so it's
this.
Been an irregular.
And I believe I've actually browsed in the book a little bit since then.
To an extent.
But I'm going to try to...
I wanted to take this time today and begin to reflect about why I'm doing this.
It is impossible to tell
not necessarily
the truth about that.
But in the sense, and I mean that Chicago,
a very... filthy junkyard manned by some two overweight brothers who are themselves quite filthy. The way you occasionally see car mechanics who seem to live in their garages and never change their clothes and develop this really, really sudden deep layer of
as if destiny had turned surgeon
their bodies.
And with
dramatic success, operated on an ancient blindness. I raise my eyes from my anonymous life to the clear knowledge of the manner of my existence.
F and F prime.
Would I see that everything I have done,
to be acting vertically upwards, are respectively applied to
everything I have been, and
it's
a sort of delusion.
Got that so far.
I attach a body weighing P first to C and then to C prime. If there is equilibrium in both cases, I conclude that the two forces F and F prime are equal. Okay, so he's defining the equivalency of the two forces, F and F prime, by attaching
translating
the same
statements of weight logic and set theory
or the
body into simple arithmetic operations, and by this odd and extremely strange process called Gödel numbering. Anyway, the book actually was really good, and to briefly summarize the thesis, it is that Gödel was not an anti-rationalist.
When I become interested in any event that has occurred to me is when I begin to perceive like a pattern within it.
A pattern that seems to relate to other things, an underlying principle of some sort,
but I am
a rule or something beyond the surface.
Oh, wait. But am I certain? Yes. How do we know
that
the body P has kept its weight when I transferred it from the first body to the second? Far from it. We're getting into really intense skepticism here. I am certain of the contrary. Okay, Poincaré is certain that the body P has not kept its weight.
An extremely verbalized.
I presume he's talking about
extremely high articulated and where everything is mentioned, everything
is
important is mentioned.
I know
the things that are not important are not my sense, but everything that's important is mentioned, and nothing is conveyed outside of the dialogue.
Which of course requires this exalted,
feeble light of the prison
other
to which he had become accustomed.
Really getting into to reading this, but I have to stop and think for a moment about this line. And my sense of myself is that of a person waking up after a sleep full of real dreams.
It begins and sort of ends with the image of him walking around in Princeton, New Jersey with his best pal of his later years, Albert Einstein. As somebody says in the book, that they form a natural kind of two.
No doubt the difference is very small, yes.
Cardinality,
and we neglect it in practice, but
the set
a
of
definition.
This natural kind was
okay,
two.
Right, here he is, what he's doing in this passage is criticizing the definition of force, is it? Which is it? Or this three-part interdefinition, the three-part mutual definition, circular definition of force mass. And I believe there's something else. Okay, I'm not positive. And I guess we are coming down to the end.